Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. May I please have your zip code?
22553.
Okay, thank you for that information. And can you please provide me with your first and last name?
Bradley Buchanan.
Okay, thank you for that information, Mr. Buchanan. And for security purposes, may I get you to verify your shipping address?
6710 Plantation Forest Drive. I'm trying to give you my old address.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for that information. So I see here that you have our Keto Ascend and our Keto Ascend Cleanse, which is going to be our dietary products. How was it that we could assist you today, sir?
Well, when I originally got the Ascend and the Cleanse, I did not think that it was a reoccurring thing, because I'm almost sure that it said that it wasn't on the site that I bought it from. But it's not something that I wanted to carry on with. I just wanted to try it. And then I looked at my bank statement last night, and I have $290+ deductions from my bank account, and I didn't know where that had come from and what it was for, because
yes,
it didn't say anywhere that I had to call in and cancel, because it was going to auto ship on the site that I got it from.
Yes, sir. So I do apologize for the misunderstanding, sir, but these are not for a new product. It looks like when you place the order for these two products back on February the 18th of 2021 for $670 and $745, that was only a 14-day trial period, to where they gave you 4 days to receive those products and 10 days to try.
I didn't even
out.
Get those products until a week ago.
Yes, sir. So even if you didn't receive them within the 4 days that we take to ship it out to you, sir, you were still supposed to contact us and let us know. So basically, it was just a 2-week trial period. And just being that they didn't hear from you within the 2 weeks, they billed you for the full cost of the products. So I'm not sure, sir, if you recall checking a box that states, yes, I am 18 years or older. But located in that box would have been our terms and conditions stating to you about that 2-week trial period.
So for the $90+, the $180 that I just spent, what exactly was that for?
So that was
for
the
two bottles of pills that I just got?
Yes, sir, being that what we sent out to you was a month's supply.
All right, well, I mean, I'm already screwed over that one, so just go ahead and take me out of your system, because I don't want to have to do this again, because I called my bank this morning and I was going to dispute these charges, but I wanted to call it and find out to make sure that I, you know, there wasn't something that I had done or I had missed,
mm-hmm.
but apparently it was something that I had missed, and it's $180 mistake.
Okay, so give me 1 second, sir, to get the account canceled out for you, and then I'll provide you with your cancellation number. One moment, sir. Okay, sir, I do apologize about that brief hold. So I did go ahead and get this account canceled out for you, and I did speak with my supervisor, and I did inform him that you were not aware of the terms and conditions. And he did state to me that as a customer courtesy, he's able to offer you 35% of both refunds back if you would like.
Sure, that'd be great if I could get something back. I mean, I'd like to get it all back, but I guess I'll settle for 35% of whatever. I mean, something's better than nothing.
Yes, sir. So give me 1 second to go ahead and get partial of those refunds refunded to your account. One moment. And I am still here, sir. Just give me 1 second. I'm waiting on your cancellation number to load up now, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Quick question for you. So when this charge was made, what was that at the 14th day or the 15th day? I mean, how does that work? Because you
right
said I ordered it when?
Day. So it was placed back on February the 18th of 2021. So it starts from the day that you place the order, 4 days to receive it, and then 10 days to try it out. So right after that.
Again, I just got it. It wasn't even 14 days until I got the product. So how was I supposed to try it and give you feedback? How was that supposed to work?
Now, even if you didn't receive it within those 4 days, sir, you were still supposed
to. Right. But you said 4 days to order it and 10 days to try it.
Yes,
I didn't even. I got it a week ago.
Yes, sir. So what I'm stating.
Now, 18 plus 14 days would be what? The 28th plus 4 will put me what?
Yes,
at the 4th?
It starts from. It's a 14-day trial period. So it doesn't start when you receive it. So that's what I'm stating to you. Even if you
Right. What I'm trying to understand is, you said you ship it out. It takes 4 days to receive it and 10 days to try it. That's 14 days, right?
That's
okay.
14 days
from the 18th would have been the 4th. So why did they charge me on? Why did they charge me on the 9th? And I'm talking to you now on the 11th or 12th. I mean, I didn't have the products by the 4th. That
yes,
would have been 14 days.
I
didn't have them then.
Yes, sir, and that's what we're stating. We have no control of it once we ship it out. So even if you didn't receive
ship
it out to you, you could have called and let us know so that we could have extended the trial for you.
I didn't receive it within the 14 days. I just got it.
Yes, sir, and that's what I'm stating. Even if you didn't receive it within the time frame that we take to ship it out to you, you were supposed to contact us and let us know.
Okay, I guess you're missing my point. I didn't receive it within the whole free trial period, the 14 days. Not just the 4 days, the 14 days.
Yes, sir.
It came to my house on the 5th, I believe it was.
Yes, sir,
so
and that's
was,
what I'm stating to you. I get what you're saying, sir, but what I'm saying to you is once we ship it, sir, we give you 4 days prior to get it. If you don't receive it within the 4 days that we take to ship it out to you, you're to contact us and let us know so that we can extend
the trial. Does it say that on the website, too?
It does say that in our terms and conditions because some people are still being delayed due to COVID.
Gotcha.
Whenever you're ready, we can go ahead and provide you with your cancellation number.
I'm okay with it. Go ahead.
It's going to be CS and Charlie 342. The number 2 again. F as in Frank. 92. E as in Edward. 86. And that's going to be all of that cancellation number. Thank you for contacting customer support.